As news emerged of his worsening health, people in Poland not only gathered in front of television sets, but also streamed into churches. Many of them gathered in churches in the capital Warsaw and the southern city of Krakow, where Karol Wojtyła was cardinal before becoming pope in 1978. The English-language Polish radio said hundreds of faithful Catholics participated in an all-night vigil in the Tatra Mountains, where the pope used to preach. It reports on some people's reaction to the news.
I think that it's, I hope not, but the last days of popes, and it's awful. I don't know how to say it in words. It's a situation for me, and I hope Pope will feel better in next few days.
We are concerned about his health and, you know, his life, because no one knows what can happen in coming days. This man means a lot for every Pole. He changed a lot in our history, in our society, in our transformation, and he's the greatest person perhaps in the history.
That reflects a recent poll on the Pope's role in the life of people in Poland. It found Poles consider the Pope the most important personality of the last century, and his election to the papacy in 1978 as more important than even the fall of communism. The pilgrims gathered well into the night Friday after the papal nuncio in Warsaw, Archbishop Józef Kowalczyk, urged Polish believers to pray for the Pope. Speaking through an interpreter on Polish radio, Archbishop Kowalczyk said it was time for the people in Poland to show they care for him with prayers.
We should now be filled above all with charity and be in solidarity with the Holy Father at this stage of his life, at a time when we can also see his suffering as a great testimony to faith.
Analysts say the Pope was a moral authority for Polish Catholics, especially during the 15 years of often harsh reforms and painful transformation from communism into a Western democracy.
For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.